John Mooney is founding editor and education writer for NJ Spotlight. Thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
John, what's the difference between Common Core and the PARC test?
One leads to the other, basically. Common Core standards are a set of standards that were developed over a long period of time through a consortium of states, educators. There was a business element to it. It was a lengthy process, and it basically were standards developed in language arts and math only, just those subjects, to basically try to, I guess, raise the rigor of sorts in what is taught in schools. And it's a more in-depth look at in terms of skills in those areas, especially in math, and where you're teaching kids sort of specific knowledge in depth rather than going a mile wide, inch deep, and much more experiential, much more real life skills. You're reading more informational texts as opposed to fiction and the like. It's things that folks, educators, and a number of folks felt that were more relevant to what kids needed to do to both go on to college and also have careers. And those were the Common Core standards, and more than 40 states signed on to them. They were very much pushed by the federal government, but these were not federal standards or national standards. But certainly they were encouraged highly through a couple of ways, especially the Obama administration. Those are the Common Core state standards. Out of that are tests that are being aligned to those standards. And one of them, there's two major tests that are being used by a vast majority of states, and one of them is PARC. And PARC stands for Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers, PARCC. And it's an online test, also in language arts and math, in New Jersey's case being given in grades 3 through 11, that is very much aligned to those standards. And you know, as such, also harder, at least in New Jersey's case, expected to be harder, or at least certainly asking for different things than the previous test did. And those will be starting in New Jersey's case. The PARC test will be starting in earnest this spring. They've been tested out. They've been field tested for a couple of years. But this spring will be, the real deal for New Jersey.
All right. In terms of, say, Common Core, can you give us any kind of example that, a classroom example of how things might change under Common Core? Is it the emphasis that they're trying to get students to actually understand why something's happening rather than just being able to repeat it?
Yes, very much so. And there's a fair amount of, as one example was in language arts, where you're going to be reading more informational text. There's much more, especially in math, how did you get to your answer as opposed to what is the answer alone. There's a lot more, I think, I'm trying to remember the grades, but I think they moved up fractions, where it would be something that you learned in fourth grade, it's now moved up to third grade. So there's certainly some of those natural shifts, but it's really a change in how kids are learning, or certainly how they're taught, and in the end, how they're learning. For example, when you're, and this will show up in the test, rather than, giving you a reading and making you react to it, they will ask you to find evidence within that reading and then putting it in your story or in your answer and things of that sort. Again, it's really trying to apply skills to things that you actually might do rather than, just answering a question for the sake of answering a question.
So Common Core and the PARC test, they are a pair together in that Common Core is bringing in sort of some new ways of teaching, and the PARC test are designed to actually test for that knowledge coming out of Common Core?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What role will the PARC test scores have on teacher evaluations?
Under New Jersey, under a new tenure reform law, which started this year, which started in earnest this year, in terms of teacher evaluations and teachers actually being able to be removed after a negative evaluation. Part of that is using students' performance measures as part of that evaluation. And in this case, they would be using the PART test, which will be coming, as a piece of that, and how a student improves on the PART test or how a teacher's students improve on the test or not is going to be used as a measure of their effectiveness as teaching. And they're calling it student growth percentiles, and it's a really long and complicated process. But the point of it is that it will be a teacher whose kids aren't improving is not going to do as well as a teacher whose kids are very much improving, and it's often kids measured against each other. So if all the kids are doing well, then you know it isn't going to show up as much. But if certain kids are especially the kids on the lower end are moving up, that's going to show better for a teacher. And under New Jersey's law, at least in this first year, that's going to count for about 15% of their evaluation. Again, only language arts and math teachers in these grades. It's not, you know, a social studies teacher or an arts teacher is not going to be measured off a test that isn't measuring social studies or arts. But certainly for language arts and math, which is about, you know, I think I've seen different math, but I think right now it's about a fifth of New Jersey teachers are going to have some score attached to their name. But as the tests expand, it's going to be more and more teachers, and it's not surprisingly been controversial. It's a new test; people don't know exactly what it's going to even mean. They've never seen it. It's being given online for the first time, so you have unions that are raising some real concerns about the fairness of it, and whether teachers, you know, livelihoods will rest, at least in part, on a test we haven't even seen yet. So that has been, you know, caused quite a bit of stir in New Jersey, to say the least. And it did lead, at one point, these scores were going to amount to as much as a third or more of a teacher's evaluation. And it led the Christie administration to pull that back a bit. And now it's, as I said, down to 10 or 15%, at least for the first couple of years.
Okay. All right, well, we'll continue to follow your reporting on this. John Mooney is founding editor and education writer for NJ Spotlight. John Mooney, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan.